Hi everyone, I'm Megan Moody and this is my podcast, Mumbling with Megan. And I just like to talk about my hobbies, kind of what I like to do. And in this specific episode, I'm talking about sports mentality because I love sports, especially tennis. Tennis is my favorite. I've played tennis ever since I was little. I play it in high school right now. It's my favorite. Anyways, I also love sports mentality, so that's why this episode is called Sports Mentality, because I love learning about the way you think when you're doing certain things, like playing sports. And sports mentality applies to every sport, because every sport has their mental aspects in it, some more than others. I think in tennis, 90% of the game is mental, and the other 10% is your technique and skills. And that goes for other sports too, because if you don't have a good mental game, then you're not going to perform as well. And your mental game is pretty much based off all confidence. You have to have confidence in a sport. You have to be able to not have fears, which is hard, especially in comparing others with others. I think in high school especially, it's hard not to compare others in sports, thinking, oh, wow, this person can hit a better forehand than me. This person can shoot from farther out. This person can make a three-pointer, I can't. Different things that you are comparing yourself with, different people you're comparing yourself with, and your mentality just goes down, and you start to not have the confidence that you did before. And you don't have the confidence when you're practicing by yourself. You don't have the confidence while you are thinking about this. But being confident is very important. If you're not confident, and if you're telling yourself, like I said before, I'm not good like this person, I can't hit that kind of shot, you're telling yourself that you can't, you really can't, which means physically you're not going to be able to make that shot. For instance, if you're telling yourself, I always hit my forehand in the net, there's no way I can get over, you're always going to hit your forehand in the net. But if you tell yourself, I have the skills, I have the techniques, I have the abilities to hit that forehand over the net, I know I can, then you will, because you are confident in yourself, and that's all you need. You need confidence in yourself. One of my favorite books that talks a lot about confidence is The Courage to Win in Sport by Lisa Lane Brown. And I like it because it applies to a lot of sports. It will give you examples from ice skating figures and basketball players and tennis players and soccer players and all those different sports. And it will give you a perspective of when they hit a certain shot, when they did a certain move, how they lost their confidence in it and how they can kind of regain it. So I like how it talks about a lot about that, and it also talks about how you can perform under pressure, how to conquer fears, and how to be tough mentally. And I think that's really important. And I play tennis, like I said before, and like I said again, high school sports are just really hard sometimes. But I had an experience where I went to tennis camp, and there I was like, you know what, I'll just try being positive about my mental game. And so I did. After every point, I made sure I said, great point, Megan, that was like good, keep it up. You got this. And I always brought myself forward as a sign of I'm confident in myself, instead of stepping backwards and kind of telling myself that I'm scared and not able to do that certain thing. And I can tell you that I won every match, and I felt good about how I played, because I had a good mental game, which made me physically be able to remember the techniques that I've learned in practice and apply it to my sports. And so I hope that you guys can do the same with your confidence and with conquering your fears and having a positive mindset that you can be able to conquer those sports and win and have fun doing it. And yeah, so thanks for listening and see you next time.